This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You might have missed this the other day, but there was news out of the UK that had exactly zero to do with Brexit. Soon to be on the way out, Prime Minister Theresa May committed the UK to being the first major economy to hit zero carbon emissions by 2050. Front and center in the climate fight over there is the Church of England, which has ExxonMobil squarely in its sights. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one from London.
An unlikely setting for the battle to change ExxonMobil's behaviour. Tucked away in offices behind the Gothic splendour of Westminster Abbey, Edward Mason has spearheaded the climate campaign against the American behemoth, although he doesn't favour that fighting talk.
All we were asking Exxon to do was to set targets for emissions associated with its business for the short, medium and long term.
Mason is head of responsible investment for the Church of England, managing its $10 billion fund. Tackling Exxon, he says, is just part of the job.
To maximise returns for our beneficiaries in line with our ethical and responsible investment framework.
But surely you are jeopardising returns, aren't you, by harrying the oil industry in this way?
No, not at all. We would be jeopardising returns if we weren't seeking to encourage companies to transition to a low-carbon economy.
In other words, if the fossil fuel industry doesn't change, it could end up as a fossil. But some ardent climate campaigners here feel the church should take a different tack. I met some of them at this anti-Trump rally while the president was in London.
We're going to stand out against Donald Trump because he's a climate denier, which against all scientific advice.
The church should sell its Exxon shares now, according to Theresa Burns, Mike Landy and Beverly Schramm.
I think they should relinquish them immediately because it would set an example to everybody because it's a very respected institution.
That would send a very, very powerful message to the companies and the politicians.
You think the Church of England should divest now?
I think the sooner the better.
I don't think the church should profit from fossil fuels whatsoever. I think they should get rid of it.
Dump the stock now.
Dump the stock now.
The church says it has dumped stock in coal and tar sand companies, but by hanging on to its shares in other fossil fuel companies and agitating from within, it's getting results. Take Shell, now touting itself as a green energy giant.
Through our new energies business, Shell is investing up to $2 billion a year in cleaner energy solutions.
Like Exxon, Shell once refused to commit to carbon reduction targets. But late last year, under pressure from shareholders, it finally agreed to a 20% cut by 2035 and a 50% cut by the middle of the century. Adam Matthews of the Church of England Pension Fund led the negotiations.
We found that sweet spot where there's a long-term interest of investors for a company like Shell moving from an oil company to a gas company to a renewables company.
He says he was able to bring to bear on Shell more than just the moral authority of the church.
I had $33 trillion of assets, that's $33 trillion of assets behind us in those discussions.
That's because the church is part of an extraordinary global coalition called Climate Action 100+. That's 320 fund managers managing, yes, $33,000 billion.
This, as I said, is a sleeping giant that is seriously waking up here as the owners of these companies. If you're a company, you've got a group representing $33 trillion, you've got to listen. You've got to seriously engage.
But the investors are powerless to pressure the biggest carbon emitters of all, state-run power plants in China. And, as they do with Exxon, they face an uphill struggle in the US. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.